This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
Kind of like an ice rink out there on the roadways with the wet leaves making it extra slippery. Be careful. But it is time for our Red Wings Weekly on WJR, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings, by the University of Toledo, less than an hour away, and by the Capitol Grill. Here's Steve Courtney.
All right, Dub, thank you very much. The Red Wings fall to the Hurricanes again at the Joe Louis Arena, 3-1 last night. The Red Wings now one win over their last six hockey games. In the Jeff Blashill era, got off to such a great start, winning the first three. You knew they weren't going to win them all, and by golly, we know that's the truth. Happy to have with us a former Red Wing great, old number 14, Nick Libbett. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Well, we appreciate your insight, especially now there, Nick. And I think the first question to you, sir, is, you know, Jeff Blashill, you know, he got off to such a nice start. And I know it was very important for him to do so. But there's going to be a little adversity. The NHL season is a series of peaks and valleys. Your thoughts so far on this hockey club under Jeff's direction?
Well, you know, I think that, first of all, the change was, I think, good overall for the team, Steve. Mike Babcock had a great run in Detroit. He's a great coach, and change is good, especially when it's good change for everybody. But with the team, when I was playing, you know, we used to have a three-goal lead, and, you know, it was kind of the worst lead in hockey because you ended up either tying or losing the game. Well, they came out of the chute pretty fast this year with a 3-0 start, and again, I'm just kind of mirroring what Darren McCarty said last week, is thank God for the goaltending, because with Jimmy Howard and Peter Mrazek in goal, they have two number one goalies, and that kept them in a lot of games, and which goaltending should do. Obviously, they need to get a little more offense, sustained offense. They seem to spend a lot of time in their old end at this time.
You know, and I was going to talk to you about that, Nick. It seems as though offensively they're struggling to get really anything going other than dumping the puck into the zone and chasing. Did you expect this with Jeff Blashill and a new philosophy maybe coming in, that the offense might take a bit to gel?
Well, I think so. I think, obviously, Henrik Zetterberg is your key guy. He's playing, and Dylan Larkin, at 19 years old, is amazing. But again, I think Mickey summed it up last night at the very end. I could see a little frustration even in Mickey's post game. It sounds like they spend a lot of time in their own end, and by the time they get right in the offensive side of it going, they're just tuckered out, and instead of going in the other team's end and controlling the play, they head to the bench, and then it gives the other team a chance to come out of their end. So it's there's a fine line there, but unfortunately, at this point, Detroit's on the wrong side of that line.
Well, it's interesting. After the 3-0 start, they had that trip through Canada, Nick. You know all about those trips, don't you? They go 1-2-1 through Canada with some late starts back in the old Western Conference days. So they've got that behind them, and the Ottawa Senators coming to the Joe come Friday night.
Well, Ottawa's a good team, and again, Ottawa and Detroit will be fighting for a playoff position. Obviously, it's never easy coming back from the West Coast, but sometimes I just think people make more out of it than it really is. I mean, there's a three-hour time difference, and you play three games sometimes back-to-back, which Detroit did this trip, but these guys are young kids, they're professionals, you know, they should be up to the task. That's, you know, kind of the way I feel.
Kind of an odd deal, Nick, as far as Carolina goes. We're nine games into the season, and already the season series between the Hurricanes and Red Wings is over. Sadly, Carolina taking 2-3.
It is definitely over. I mean, it's a funny game now. Detroit goes into Carolina and beats them, and Carolina comes here twice, like you said, Steve, and Detroit loses two games. It's hard to fathom. It's just kind of the way the league is now, and you look at Toronto opening night, you think there'd be more emotion from the Toronto point of view, and at Detroit, won not handily, but they won the game in the opener. But maybe it's just as well, because Carolina, you'd rather see, at least from my point of view, you'd rather see a team like Montreal or Toronto or some of the original six come in a little more often than Carolina. Nothing against the guys on the team, but it is Carolina. not Montreal.
All right, Mr. Libet, we appreciate your time. It's a long season. We look forward to your expertise from time to time here on Red Wings Weekly. Take care of yourself, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Fine. Thank you, Steve.
All right. That is old number 14, Nick Libet, Red Wings
Weekly
here.
Another good conversation. Good conversation you had there, Stevie. By the way, just a quick another sports note I didn't get a chance to mention to you. At the Toyota press conference reveal today, all they talked about was the wow factor. But they brought on stage Ichiro, the famous Japanese baseball player who's now with the Miami Marlins, and the crowd went wild.
Oh, I would imagine so.
Huge here. They're very proud of Ichiro here in Tokyo.
Well, and he's a future Hall of Famer here. There's a fellow that can play the game, no question about it.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.